It's KBIA Thinking Out Loud and the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Our guest is Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. He is a familiar face around these parts, a former KBIA employee, and has been for some months now the supervising producer at the Jonathan B. Murray Center for Documentary Journalism, which is part of the J School here at Mizzou. And Sebastian, good to see you.
It's good to see you as well, Darren.
Let's back up to the big picture. First of all, Jonathan B. Murray Center for Documentary Journalism is quite a handle. Talk a little bit about what the Murray Center does.
Sure, yeah. The Murray Center was established by the titular Jonathan B. Murray, who is executive producer of The Real World, as well as a whole slate of reality television in the ensuing years. And the way that it's established is basically... within the journalism school, you'll come to the Murray Center your junior year. You'll spend your junior year developing an idea for a film, and at the end of your junior year, you'll pitch that film to a panel of expert judges from the industry. If you get signed off on that idea, you'll spend your entire senior year working on that film, culminating in this Stronger Than Fiction Film Festival, which is coming up on May 12th.
And we're going to talk about the festival and some of the films that are coming up. But I want to, first of all, visit with you for a moment about just the role of documentary journalism within the larger world of journalism. And I mean, we've got examples that you can hear every day practically on this radio station. But when it comes to film journalism, how is that different from other forms of journalism, and why is it important?
I think that there's been maybe a tension. There's been a complicated relationship, I think, between documentary film and journalism. And there's some documentary filmmakers who don't like to consider themselves journalists. There's others who do. But essentially, I think what documentary offers is an enormous amount of space to kind of explore people, to explore stories, and to connect with them on a human level, which is, I think, the real strength of documentary, is you're getting to spend time with people in different situations, in different parts of the world, going through different experiences. And it's journalism because they're real people going through these real experiences. But with the documentary aspect, I think there's this tremendous emotional and affective power to really connect with them on a human level and internalize a lot of those stories in a different way.
And the Stronger Than Fiction Film Festival, which is coming up May 12th, gives an example of what you're talking about there, where each of these is a very individual story, people that are entirely unique, but at the same time, there are larger issues there that people can definitely relate to.
That's right, yeah. So each of these 15 films in a different way is about people. And you spend a differing amount of time. So with some of the films, they're very intimate portraits of these people, and you're spending, you know, entire days with them, entire year in some cases. And then other ones are less directly about individuals, but still about people more generally. And yeah, I think that a lot of their experiences speak to broader questions. So there's, you know, films that touch on the idea of what it means to have a home or to be homeless. There's other films that touch on, you know, the healthcare experience in
sure.
this country as a person. So yeah, there are these broader themes that are kind of transmitted through these individual stories.
Sebastian Martinez Valdivia is our guest. He is supervising producer with the Jonathan B. Murray Center for Documentary Journalism. Stronger Than Fiction Film Festival is going to be happening May 12th over at the Missouri Theater. 15 films in one day?
15 films in one day. They're
wow.
broken up into three blocks. So we've got a 1 p.m. block, a 4 p.m. block, and a 7 p.m. block.
Okay.
But yeah, 15 films. They're short films. For the most part, they're between 15 and 20 minutes. There's a couple longer ones, but
okay.
but most of them are on the shorter side.
We don't have time to get into all 15 of them, but there are a few that I wanted to ask you specifically about. And I want to do two together because it kind of gets back to what we were just talking about the issues that everybody can relate to. Function of Forgetting and Guardians are both dealing in kind of slightly different angles on the topic of memory, and specifically memory loss and how everybody can relate to how frightening it is to start losing that little bits at a time.
Yeah, and it's a great example. They're tremendous films, both of them, that approach this in different ways. So A Function of Forgetting is a very personal experience. It's the filmmaker's father had to have a surgery, basically a life-saving surgery when he was just 22 years old that removed a lot of his short and long-term memory. And so the filmmaker is going back with him to these places to try to see what he remembers and try to understand this experience that he went through, while also dealing with the fact that his mother was newly diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And so it's just trying to figure out, and process these different emotions, both through him and for the filmmaker, Maddie McMillan herself. And then Guardians takes kind of a different approach. So it's about the filmmaker Kelsey Reitnor's mother, who had a brain injury and has dealt with some memory loss as well. But taking a kind of different tack and looking for kind of the humor in their situation. So it's a very difficult situation. Their mother needs a lot of care, and Kelsey and her sister, the Guardians, the titular Guardians of their mother. Now, but their mother has tremendous personality, and they manage to find the humor in these different aspects of their lives, and it really comes across well on the screen.
I'm looking forward to seeing this one. That is, memory loss in general can be a big thing, but when you're talking about a parent and the things that may be slipping away are so important to your relationship with that person, that it's just, that makes it so hard.
And it's unfortunately a very familiar experience for a lot of people. A lot of people have had to deal with this in their lives, sure, and their family, and it's familiar, I would say.
If you want to get some hope added on to the end of that part of the conversation, I had a researcher from the School of Medicine, and there's some research going on with some real promise into Alzheimer's, and so maybe this is something that we'll have less of a concern about in the near future. So always hope there. Tilted Arc looks like a blast, first of all, because it sounds like there's going to be some humor in this, but it's about kind of the role of public art. And I have watched, and you're like me, you've been in town for a very long time, and the perfect example I can think of is the way people responded when they first see the old rack of ribs, or whatever you want to call it, the sculpture that used to be in front of the library.
The Flying French Fries.
There you go, the Flying French Fries. My dad thought it looked like a spinal column, and so they moved it across the street. They put the new one, the big yellow thing, out
That's
there,
right.
And people responded in exactly the same way. I think people tend to want public art to be a guy on a horse, and not any more nebulous than that. But Tilted Arc is about a very interesting piece of public art that's a little bit vague, that's a little bit difficult to understand, and triggered some serious emotions on both sides.
Yeah, it was in the 1980s in New York, in Federal Plaza in New York City. It was Richard Serra was the name of the sculptor, and he was commissioned to make a piece of public art. And what he turned in was this enormous 12-foot-high slab of metal that basically cut across the plaza, and it drew immediate criticism from people who worked in and around the plaza, and led to this series of hearings that are incredible to watch, and filmmaker Baxter Stein has really captured the feeling of those and the characters. Richard Serra himself is an extremely over-the-top personality, and it really comes across, and it's a lot of fun.
And I read a little bit about this, and I think getting the chance to see him just come in and defend the idea and what he's trying to say, while at the same time, it's art, which means everybody brings a little bit of themselves to it, and that's hard to balance sometimes.
Yeah, and there's broader questions there about, how much, I guess, the government should be able to decide what is and isn't art, and make those decisions. The film addresses those as well, but it is just tremendous fun to watch.
When we're talking about our history as a community, as a university, and as a journalism school, the story of Lucille Bluford is just vital. And you've got a film called Sharp Ends about a young African-American reporter who starts looking into the backstory there that looks really, really interesting because of just the fact that she's going to see herself a little bit in Lucille Bluford and see what progress has and has not been made.
Yeah, Kennedy McGilvery, the filmmaker, has really kind of used Lucille's story as like a through line for her own experience as a black journalism student here in Columbia. And I think that she's found a lot of inspiration in Lucille's story, and the film is kind of about connecting that story to her own experience and trying to uncover a little bit more information about Lucille because, you know, some of us know who Lucille Bluford was, but a lot of people don't. And
sure.
It's really trying to get her story out there.
Sebastian Martinez Valdivia is the supervising producer at the Jonathan B. Murray Center for Documentary Journalism. Again, Stronger Than Fiction, that film festival happening over at the Missouri Theater on May the 12th. And you can check out, what's a good way to find the website for you guys?
Yeah, methodmfilms.com.
Okay.
And you can find the Stronger Than Fiction tab there and look at all of the films for this year.
All right, methodmfilms.com. And finally, as we are both part of this journalism school and this university, I want you to take a moment and brag on your students, because this is not just about films getting made, but there's a teaching aspect to this that you just can't do if you don't have a passion for young people and helping them find their way.
Oh, yeah. It's tremendously energizing and inspiring to get to see these students put all of this time and all of this work into the films. I mean, I come from a radio background, as you mentioned, so I've been helping a lot with the audio and making sure that everything sounds good here in the final weeks of production and post-production. But this group of students is just enormously talented. It's one of the best, if not the best, slate of films that we've ever put out as a center, and I'm really excited for people to see this.
I want to circle back for just a second, because you say that this is the seventh year of the festival?
That's right.
Okay.
It's the seventh annual festival.
Fantastic. Stronger Than Fiction, it is called, methodmfilms.com to find it there. Some serious reporting on some serious issues told through very human stories. And so it sounds like it's going to really be very, very interesting in a lot of different ways. Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, it's been great to see you again and talk with you. Thanks for your time and good luck with the festival.
Thanks for having me, Darren.